grow closer to God as we take this in and God blesses this bread and this juice and we take it into our body. Let that be a remembrance to you that God loves you so much. Do you understand that Jesus died for you? Do you understand that really? God's one and only Son, sent to this earth, died for you. And God overcame death and sin so that we can have a relationship with Him for eternity. It's just like the last verse of Amazing Grace. Let's all say that together if you know it. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, listen, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Folks, God loves you for a long time. Amen. We serve communion in two different ways here at First Church. One is with the wafers and the little cups of juice. And one is through the bread. And you're given a piece and it dips in the juice. That's called intinction. Either way is equally valid, and we just want you all, everyone who is searching for a closer relationship with Jesus Christ is welcome to come and eat at this table that God set for you and for me. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this table. We thank you, Lord, for all that it means. We thank you for what we do understand, and we thank you for the mystery in what we really don't understand. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this bread and juice, Lord. Be underneath it and above it and beside it and through it, Lord. Saturate this bread and this juice with your Holy Spirit in such a way that it becomes your body and your blood, broken and shed for each one of us. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Christ's body broken for you. Christ's blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. The new covenant. Will the ushers please prepare the congregation for receiving Holy Communion.